Consolidated Edison and the union that represents more than 8,000 Con Ed workers agreed today that some of them would return to work temporarily, an agreement brokered by Governor Andrew Cuomo. At an early afternoon news conference, the governor announced that as many as 3,000 locked-out workers would report to work immediately to prepare for a wave of powerful storms that were expected to hit the area today. At the same time, said the governor, the two sides would continue negotiations for a final agreement with talks taking place at the governor's offices in New York City. Governor Andrew Cuomo.
The combination of a possible storm and the labor situation at Con Ed was obviously a dangerous combination. We don't want to see a storm hit New York, down power lines, etc., and Con Ed not be at their maximum capacity. That potential danger has been averted. The union and Con Ed have agreed that the necessary workers will go back to work immediately. So whatever has to be done, whatever preventive measures and precautions have to be put in place, will be put in place. The workers will remain, if there is a storm and there's work to do, the workers will remain after the storm if there is damage to repair. In the meantime, we will continue to work on the contract, and contract negotiations will be ongoing. But what Con Ed and the union are saying to you today is the workers will come back immediately because what is paramount is the safety of New Yorkers and the service that the workers in Con Edison provide.
Governor Andrew Cuomo announcing today that some Con Ed workers would report to work to deal with any emergencies associated with the inclement weather the city was expecting. Union and company representatives were to continue meeting at the governor's office to work toward a final resolution of the labor dispute in which Con Ed has locked out more than 8,000 workers since the 1st of July. A federal jury in New York today found City Councilmember Larry Seabrook guilty on 9 of 12 counts he faced in his corruption retrial. Prosecutors had accused the 61-year-old Democrat of misdirecting hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxpayer money meant for community projects. His last trial last year ended in a hung jury. The evidence included a now famous receipt for a $7 bagel that Seabrook was accused of doctoring to put the cost at $177.